Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's a messy start this morning. Let's start off with a live look at Fayetteville. You can see the streets and sidewalks are wet. We're dealing with drizzle. I'll show you when it will pick up in intensity later on today.
I'm Brett Neeson, the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Johnston County, where at least one person is dead after a shooting that happened late last night. Coming up, the questions I'm asking investigators.
And today, Durham Public School employees are looking for answers about their paychecks, the rally they planned, and what they're demanding. A lot to tell you about on this Thursday morning. No demands here, just appreciation that you're tuning in right now. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Great to have you along here. Yeah, we're going to demand to know where these high temperatures are coming from, high dew points. I mean, I woke up, it was April.
I know. January 25th. Yeah. Come on.
It's pretty wild out there. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with this look at radar.
Yeah, it's all about the wind direction. Of course, last weekend we had our flow coming right out of the Arctic and it was so cold. The opposite is happening now. Our flow is coming out of the south, right out of the tropics, right out of the Gulf of Mexico. We take a look at dual doppler 5000 radar and there's really not much to see. A lot of times the drizzle particles are so fine that they don't show up on the radar. The radar is calibrated to see something the size of a raindrop, about the size of a pea, and the drizzle particles are so much smaller than that, it's just not designed to really pick that up. So we take a look at Futurecast, and it looks fairly dry, but we'll likely have some drizzle on and off during the morning commute. And then later on this afternoon, closer to the evening commute, there may be a few isolated showers that roll through. We're going to have another potential chance for some rain again on Friday, and that chance really goes up on Saturday night into Sunday. We'll take a live look at Clayton, and it is definitely wet out there right now, 66 degrees, though. Southwest wind at 8 miles per hour, and we'll see it gusting this afternoon, about 20 to 25. So it'll be blustery but warm this afternoon. Our temperatures are in the low to mid 60s heading out the door, and that is another 15 to 20 degrees warmer than it was yesterday. We'll see those winds gusting up to about 25 out of the south today, continuing to push that warmth in. So we end up with our highs in the low to mid 70s for this afternoon, today, and tomorrow. We'll talk about how much rain we could see through the weekend coming up, Brian.
It's 6:01, all new. We have a crash on the north side of Raleigh, a crash with injuries apparently up at Millbrook Road at Knollwood Road, which is not too far from the Six Forks Road intersection. We are seeing some delays, especially on that eastbound side of Millbrook Road. So keep that in mind. We'll watch those sensors and let you know how that's developing. We're watching wet roads as well this morning as we take a look at that current road conditions map. You can see, especially along that I-95 corridor from Fayetteville through Dunn, Benson, up toward Wilson, we are seeing some especially wet roads. But everybody pretty much in our viewing area is seeing some damp conditions. Want to take you live to the WRAL Storm Tracker on the roads in Raleigh. And you can see and on the Beltline some pretty wet driving conditions there. Just need to give yourself that extra time as you get ready this morning. I'll have another update coming up in about 10 minutes.
Brian, thanks. Tonight, hundreds of Durham Public School employees are planning a rally over issues like pay and staffing. That comes before we get an update in the back and forth over pay for the district. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is live in Durham this morning. And Kelsey, these issues have caused problems for students and their families when some of these employees don't show up for work in protest.
Renee, this is really becoming a huge issue, and hundreds of Durham Public Schools employees are expected to come here to the mini Fort Brown Staff Development Center tonight for a rally. And they're demanding three things. They're demanding higher pay, they're demanding more transparency, and they're also demanding what they're calling a seat at the table. So this pay issue is impacting classified workers. Those are people like school nurses and bus drivers. Some employees say their salaries were affected by a policy change based on years of service. They say the district is now only paying people for their years of service within the school district, not in other places. DPS nurse Barbara Lewis says she has more than 20 years of experience in nursing. She's been working for the district since 2013.
We got an email last week saying that I had been dropped down three steps and that my pay would be reduced. And it's kind of like a slap in the face.
The school board will also meet tonight just to work through how they can move forward with this. And the rally is scheduled for tonight at 5:30. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Durham.
Wake Christian Academy in Raleigh will be closed today because what school leaders call a credible verbal threat. According to an email sent to parents, the Wake County Sheriff's Office and school administration are investigating. We're working to learn more about what the threat against the school was.
Tonight, the new superintendent of Wake County Schools will share the progress he has made in his first 100 days on the job. Robert Taylor will meet with staff, students, and community members at a public presentation tonight. Taylor will summarize his findings from 100 days of listening, learning, and connecting with the community. He'll also address how Wake County Public Schools will enter the next steps of its strategic plan. Presentation gets started at 7 o'clock tonight at Broughton High School. You can go to that, or if you can't make it, you can watch it on a live stream on WRL.com.
The family of a man shot and killed in a parking lot near Walmart in Garner is disappointed no charges have been filed in his death. 29-year-old Colton Valdez died from his injuries after police say he was involved in an argument in the parking lot Tuesday. A person who was taken into custody was questioned and later released. WRL spoke with a law expert who explained the likely reason for that decision.
If the police let a person of interest go, either they have reason to believe that person wasn't the one who fired the fatal shot, or that there was potentially a justification.
The incident report calls the death of Valdez non-negligent manslaughter. A woman who shares a child with Valdez told WRL she questions how this is justice for Valdez and their daughter. At this point, Garner police say they are not looking for suspects.
Breaking news this morning. One person is dead after a shooting at a home in Johnston County. This happened around 10 o'clock last night. Brett Neese was there in the WRL Breaking News Tracker where that scene was active into the early morning hours.
I'm asking investigators here at the sheriff's office a number of questions, trying to clear up what exactly happened inside this home last night. Take a look. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker of the scene that we're talking about. It's off of McGee Road, not far from the Highway 50 and Highway 42 intersection in that part of Johnson County. We know at least one person is dead, and you can see here another person was taken away on a stretcher. We're asking investigators how they are connected. Investigators were out here at the scene for over 4.5 hours. I'm also asking whether or not anybody else was inside the home at the time of the shooting. As soon as I get those answers, I'll pass them along. In Johnson County, Brett Neese, WRL News.
Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley is staying in the running, campaigning in her home state of South Carolina after losing to Donald Trump in the New Hampshire primary. Haley says the race is far from over, with dozens of states left to go. There is a little less than a month until the South Carolina primary, where Trump currently holds a big lead in the polls. Haley is investing heavily in advertising in the state, attempting to win over voters and close the lead on Trump.
Authorities in Wayne County have a person in custody after shooting last night. This happened on Rhythm Place in the Marmack area just before 9 last night. The sheriff's office says the victim suffered a graze wound to the leg. The suspected shooter was arrested after a short chase. We're working to learn the name of that person and any charges they may face.
This may not seem like much right here. Handwritten notes, a list, an official document showing all the items taken from the shed where police found the 15-year-old accused of killing 5 people. This was in the Henningham neighborhood back in 2022. A closer look at it right here, a shotgun, a handgun, over $700 in cash, ammo, and other items. This is police body cam video showing when Austin Thompson was captured inside that shed after a standoff near McConnell Oliver Drive on October 13th, 2022. Wake County District Attorney Lauren Freeman tells WRL Thompson's trial is at least a year away.
Shaw University says a temporary boiler will help as the school works to restore hot water for all students. It's a problem students have been dealing with for weeks. A parent contacted WRL about her concerns. She says the problem started over winter break. A recent Facebook post shows students protesting to bring attention to the problem. Students told us they've had to make do.
The heat is out and the showers don't have hot water. So we're just left with in the cold, basically.
For the past week, it's been kind of cold. You haven't really been able to shower, so I've been going to the gym I work out at to have to shower and all that.
Students say Shaw University President Paulette Dillard has met with them about the issue. They're waiting to see if today's improvements make a difference.
Durham's annual point-in-time count is taking a look at the number of people experiencing homelessness in the county. It got started last night as it's continuing into the morning now, and it's a government-mandated count of people experiencing homelessness throughout the country, throughout the county, I should say. Now, more than 100 people gathered at the Durham County Library to volunteer, traveling into those communities in teams. The executive director of Housing for New Hope says they plan to visit 80 to 100 sites over the course of the night.
When we see people experiencing homelessness, we tend to be very geared toward what's a solution, how can we connect them to housing and supports. And so the sheer number of folks that come out is really a sign of that interest on the part of Durham citizens.
Now, Pierce tells WREL the count isn't just for data, but also for community organizations to learn what resources people need. He says the number of people who are homeless has increased by 300% over the last 5 years.
Coming up, a warning about celebrity imposter scams. Authorities say people are pretending to be your favorite celebrities in order to swindle you out of money. We'll tell you how it works so you can protect yourself and your money.
And we're getting a new look from inside that plane that had the mid-air emergency over Oregon. The terrifying moment for passengers seated right behind that damage.
And it's a messy start out there for us this morning. We have the top of the tower here in our backyard lit in green for rain that we'll see on and off today. There's some water on the camera lens. I'll show you when the rain becomes heaviest over the next several days coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
On a messy morning, let's take a live look at Chapel Hill, and you can see that it is wet out there. Still seeing some of the drizzle there in the streetlights. It's probably a little bit hard to see from your vantage point, but that drizzle is coming down. Temperatures are warm, but it is it's a messy start out there. Temperatures are in the low to mid 60s right now. 64 in Southern Pines, 63 in Lewisburg, and South Hill 64 in Irwin. So it's that southerly flow is really doing its job. It is going to be breezy later this afternoon. We'll see some winds gusting 20 to 25 miles per hour, but it will be a warm wind. And if you're headed out to exercise, just know it's a little wet out there this morning. Nothing heavy. We're looking at drizzle. This afternoon, we'll see a few scattered showers, but not a washout. 73 for the high. One more day in the 70s before temperatures start to drop a bit. I'll show you coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, 614 right now. All new, the WREL Storm Tracker just getting on the scene of a crash up on the north side of Raleigh on Millbrook Road at Knollwood Road. We're going to take you to those live pictures there, and you see where Raleigh police are responding to that crash. We're going to get some more details about it, but we know that it was dispatched as a crash with injuries, and we are seeing a big impact on traffic out there on Millbrook Road heading away from Six Forks Road. So I want to keep that in mind. Again, we're working to get some more information about that crash. Take you back to the map and show you another crash with injuries that I'm following on the south side of Raleigh at Rock Quarry Road near Curtis Drive, which is not too far from the I-40 interchange for the moment, at least. We're not seeing any delays showing up on the sensors. Renee?
Brian, thanks. This morning, we're getting a look at new video taken from that terrifying flight over Oregon earlier this month. So check this out. It was recorded by a passenger sitting in the row behind the area where the fuselage door blew off that Boeing 737 MAX 9 plane. You could see the man holding on tight to his armrest as the plane descended back into Portland. Miraculously, no one on board was hurt. The Federal Aviation Administration is now allowing airlines to inspect their grounded 737 MAX 9 planes, which can then return to service. The agency has also stopped Boeing from producing any further 737 MAX 9 planes until the company can ensure a higher level of quality control to meet compliance with regulations.
A warning about celebrity imposter scams. People are being swindled out of thousands of dollars by criminals pretending to be your favorite celebrities. WREL's Ken Smith is here now with how celebrity imposter scams work so folks can protect themselves and their money, Ken.
Jeff, these scammers like to target superfans, people who would seemingly do anything to connect to their favorite celebrity. You see one here, Dolly Parton. But let's start with Taylor Swift, right? The legions of Swifties, not to mention the Beehive, super fans of Beyonce. Then you've got superstars like Ryan Reynolds and the legendary Dolly Parton. There's Ryan Reynolds right there. Imagine any of these A-listers reaching out to you to convince you to send them money for various reasons, like tickets or to a concert or a meet and greet. Believe it or not, this is a common and profitable scam. An FBI agent telling Today, scammers are always on the lookout for superfans.
There's an allure about celebrities and people wanting to believe that they're actually talking to those people that they see on TV and in the movies every day. They become targets for these types of criminal actors.
Yeah, and get this. Someone even impersonated a member of the Today Show family. Well, coming up on Today, starting at 7, Vicky Nguyen walks us through the mistake that could cost you thousands of dollars and what you need to know so you don't, so this doesn't happen to you. And Jeff, I read somewhere one lady thought she joined a Jon Bon Jovi fan club, and she thought she was actually talking to the rocker. Ended up giving that scammer $800.
Oh, that's why they target the super fans, yep. Because I feel like they're more likely to fall for it,
exactly.
Right? If you didn't really care that much, you wouldn't buy that stuff.
Don't give information to any strangers.
Thanks, Ken.
Happening today, the Scotland Neck Fire Department is holding a funeral procession for fireman Howard Hale. The department says Hale was a true public servant and was still answering calls at the age of 81. This is video from the fire department of Hale being escorted back home. Traffic routes in town will be temporarily closed at 2:30 this afternoon. That means no parking will be available in the center parking area starting at 1:30. The public is welcome to stand along Main Street to observe the procession. It is 6:17 now and a very warm start for January here on this Thursday morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. We also have a lot of dampness out there.
We do. We're dealing with some drizzle this morning. Temperatures are really warm. We're in the low to mid-60s right now. We'll take a live look at Fayetteville. Gray skies. You can see the wet streets and the wet sidewalks. And we'll continue to see this most likely through much of the morning. And then this afternoon, just a few stray showers. A far cry from what we ended up seeing 24 years ago. Today's high 73 degrees. With some scattered showers. 24 years ago on this date, we had 20 inches of snow. It feels like we haven't seen snow in forever. It's more than 700 days since we've seen snow officially at RDU. But boy, that was an incredible system. I happened to be here for that, and I remember how it all developed. It was a low pressure system that came up out of the Gulf of Mexico, and we only had about a day's warning that it was coming to bring us all that snow. But this system coming up out of the Gulf of Mexico is all warm. There's no cold air to work with here. We do have a stationary front. Ahead of that, we'll see some scattered light showers today and tomorrow. But when the front moves through on Saturday night into early Sunday, that's when we'll see the heaviest rain. We check out Futurecast through this morning and into the afternoon. After lunchtime, you can see some scattered shower activity, especially from the Triangle area northward. Nothing very heavy, but we're just going to continue to see some clouds and a little bit of rain on and off. Tomorrow morning, we may start off again with a little light rain and drizzle. There's lunchtime tomorrow. And then into the evening, it's possible that we would see an isolated thunderstorm during the evening on Friday, but it's not likely to be widespread. We jump on ahead to 6 p.m. on Friday. That front starts to move in, and it will move back. So we'll see the cold front, and then the bottom of it moves north as a warm front Saturday afternoon. So Saturday afternoon, we'll see some rain. It becomes heavy at times Saturday night into early Sunday. There's Sunday at 7 a.m., and then the cold front sweeps on through and kicks it all out during the afternoon on Sunday. So the wettest time period continues to look like Saturday afternoon through the first half of the day on Sunday. After that, temperatures will drop considerably, and it should change over to snow back into the mountains, but none of that for us. How much rain will we end up seeing? We'll end up seeing somewhere between an inch and 2 inches as this whole system moves through between now and late on Sunday. 73 for tomorrow, 65 Saturday, 67 Sunday. It will be a warm but somewhat wet weekend. Once we hit Monday, the rain tapers off and we'll see temperatures that are much closer to normal with highs in the 50s. We'll talk more about the 70s for today and tomorrow and how close that is to a record high. Coming up, Brian.
It is 6:20 right now. All new, we have reports of a crash in Garner on 401 or Fayetteville Road at Garner Station Boulevard. Seeing some heavy northbound delays starting to build there as crews respond to that that crash, reportedly a crash with injuries. Also on the north side of Raleigh, we have that earlier crash at Millbrook Road around Knollwood Road, not too far from the Millbrook Six Forks intersection. Still seeing some delays showing up on the sensors at this point. And on the south side of Raleigh, a crash reported on Rock Quarry Road near the I-40 interchange. We're not seeing any big backups in either direction. As Elizabeth mentioned, the radar doesn't really see drizzle very well, so it doesn't look very active here on dual Doppler 5000, but we are seeing some wet roads as we zoom into the north side of Raleigh. The WRL storm tracker is on Millbrook Road this morning, and those live pictures show that we are still dealing with some damp conditions out there. So you do need to give yourself some extra time. In some areas, it has rained a little harder this morning, and the pavement is a little wetter. So again, just slow down, take it easy as you head out.
Thanks, Brian. Classic Wizard of Oz is making a return for its 85th anniversary.
85 years. We'll tell you how you can see the film in theaters coming up in What's Trending. But first, here's a look at the winning numbers from the North Carolina Education Lottery.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
The beloved Yellow Brick Road is returning to the big screen next week.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending. Brian.
Yeah, this has got my attention this morning. The Wizard of Oz is celebrating its 85th birthday by returning to the movie theaters. You can catch the classic film starring Judy Garland Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday at Regal and Cinemark theaters.
Oh, there's no place like home, right? Oh, I haven't watched it in forever. And you know, my daughter's taking piano. She's playing Somewhere Over the Rainbow. She's never seen it either. I need to take her.
Oh, yeah. Celebrate.
And see you again. I wonder if it's as wonderful as I remember.
Yeah,
everybody has such good feelings about that movie.
Bring it full circle.
That tornado sequence. Always wild. So cool.
Spoken like a meteorologist.
Think about 85 years ago they were able to do that. It looks so real.
That's true.
Looks better than CGI stuff.
How about it?
I digress. One Detroit Lions fan is so sure his team will win the Super Bowl, he got it tattooed on his arm. Mm. Alex Chepeska actually got the tattoo before the season even started. He says he feels like this is a team of destiny, and he is confident in his rather bold prediction here.
Goodness gracious. And that's like not just a small one he hit on his back or somewhere. This is it's gained some steam because some of the players have actually seen this and commented that that's a bold prediction there. They come off, right?
If you tattoo it, will it happen?
Oh, my. Put it out there in the universe.
Yeah. Brian, thank you. We'll find out Sunday who will be playing in Super Bowl 58. First, in the AFC Championship game, the Kansas City Chiefs play the Baltimore Ravens. That's at 3. After that, the NFC Championship game is on Fox 50. The Detroit Lions will be in San Francisco to play the 49ers. That game gets started at 6:30. It's a messy start out there. We have some heavy drizzle across the area. You can see the wet streets here in Sanford. We're seeing that play out all across the viewing area. We have heavier rain in our forecast over the weekend. I'll show you how to plan around it coming up. And the WRL storm tracker is out there this morning. We're monitoring the damp roads during your morning commute.